Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for joining in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to the multifamily industry. We have a great show today with a wonderful power panel of movers and shakers in the industry who are experts on the topic of today's show. So multifamily properties live and die based on occupancy. The properties are constantly dealing with move-outs and move-ins, and there is always the desire to reach and maintain that magical 100% occupancy rate. With this in mind, today we're going to pull back the curtain on resident retention. So our topic of today's show is the importance of resident retention at multifamily properties. Joining us on our power panel of experts is Vice President of Lincoln Property Company, Kurt Seidel. And also joining us is Kathy Maxey, Senior Regional Manager at Caria Management. And also joining the power panel is Vice President of Client Relations with Apartment Life in the South Texas region, Aaron Hardy. So, the importance of resident retention. Before we get into the little tips and tricks and things that can be done to facilitate resident retention, let me just ask, Kurt, why is resident retention important to a multifamily property?
Well, thanks, Paul. You know, it's extremely important, like you mentioned in the intro. And, you know, one thing I would add is if we're ever 100%, then we need to be raising rents even higher. but we spend a lot of money in this market on marketing and getting our name out there to attract residents. And sometimes lost in the shuffle is putting a big emphasis on the residents that already live at our properties. And, you know, that cost of getting the apartment re-ready is one that is a big expense item to us. And, you know, our philosophy at Lincoln is kind of to focus on the residents we have and renew their lease to be residents in the community as long as possible. In this city, people are going to move. People are going to go to school. They're going to get job transfers, and we can't control that. But there are so many other things that we can control to make our communities a desirable place to live and have community.
And Kathy, how about you? Why do you feel resident retention is important?
We do strive to keep our residents. There's value in retaining the residents in our communities. And we want to make sure that we provide them with a great place to live. This is their home, and we want to treat it as such. And we understand that it's important to engage our residents and keep them active in the community. Typically, a resident that's active will stay. We do promote, with Caria, we promote resident events, and then daily we'll provide coffee and snacks and treats in our offices just to make sure that we're there. We build our teams, we build talent. And, you know, keeping our staff in place is a key role in our resident retention as well, and having long-term residents adds value to our communities.
Yeah, and Aaron, I know that Apartment Life keeps track of all kinds of facts and figures and surveys. What are some of the numbers that have to do with the importance of resident retention?
StatusFacts actually did a resident survey, and it said that, you know, the second most important factor for renewals is neighbors. And if that is true, then neighbors are actually an amenity to apartment community, and that can be positive or negative. But of course, that has a lot to do with, you know, what is the on-site staff and management doing to cultivate a very positive neighbor? And that can be through a lot of things, and that resident events. Another StatusFact resident survey showed that one of the top five drivers for renewals is resident events. And so, you know, if you're having events and you're having residents show up to those because there's something they're interested in, that can create that culture of a positive neighbor who is an amenity to your bottom line.
Yeah. And I know that both Kurt and Kathy, you've manage properties across the spectrum as far as different class properties and so forth. Is there any difference in the way you approach resident retention in the different classes of properties?
We do. We try to pride ourselves in managing all types and classes of properties. And, you know, on a high rise where a property has a wine refrigerator you know, maybe a moving gift or a renewal gift is a wine membership or a bottle of wine, because that's important and probably a reason someone may have chose that particular property or unit. And on the other spectrum, it can go to, you know, whatever that convenience is to that particular property. It might be located close to a school. We may have renewal incentives that we work with employees or parents that are involved in the school. So it's a broad range.
Yeah. Kathy, what do you say?
We may tailor, as Kurt said, we may tailor the resident retention activity or function based on the resident demographic that are on our communities. But I would say as a whole, we do brand our properties, and what we expect at one property, we expect at all properties. We do expect each office to have coffee and snacks and making sure that we're attentive. So I don't know that we will tailor it to a point. We may do a food truck event for our residents, but we'll do that at all of our communities. We do that in the Houston market as well as in Dallas. So.
Right. And Aaron, as far as apartment life goes with the resident retention, which is really your business model, just give a brief description of what it is that Apartment Life does and how it helps with resident retention. We're going to go into a little bit more detail later in the show.
Sure. Well, Apartment Life's product to the apartment industry, we have two different ones. One is called Workforce Housing, which falls in line more with tax credit type properties. But the one specifically we can talk about right now is CARES. And the CARES team are two people who live on a property, and they're hired or brought on as a vendor to the apartment community. And it's two people who live on site, and their job is to build a neighborhood for the community. And they do that by four different functions that they do. We call them ARMS. One of them is welcoming the new residents who move in. The second one would be what we call connecting, because we live in a culture that is desiring connectedness. And that's a challenge for everyone, especially with iPhones and technology and stuff. It's hard to connect with people. So we use these events to create that culture of connectedness, to draw people out of their apartments and to meet one another at events so that they know their neighbors. Third part is care. They're called CARES teams for a reason. The CARES team will care organically for residents. They will also extend that to the staff. We want to care for the staff too. We know that the industry is very difficult sometimes, and sometimes the only smiling face that might walk in that day to your staff is your CARES team. And we really hope to drive that as far as caring for the staff as well. The fourth part would be warm visits. We call them renewals. The team goes out and, just like they did the welcome visit, goes out and just knocks on doors in the evenings and checks on neighbors to see how their overall experience has been. And, you know, if there's additional questions that the staff might want to know, we can train our teams and coach them on how to find those things out, but to provide good information about what's actually going on the property, because people are busy. They have a hard time going in the office during work hours to express any concerns they have, but they do share very openly with the CARES teams because they're at their front door when they're home and more relaxed and more of a state to be able to talk about, yeah, you know, that could be better, or this is what I really love about it.
And then obviously you get that feedback back to the management team on site.
Absolutely. So everything that our CARES teams do is recorded and reported in a computer system. And anything that's of urgency gets sent to the property manager within 24 hours of that visit or that conversation with the CARES team. But then at the beginning of each month, there is a report, a cumulative report that goes out so that the staff and management can see every person the CARES team has talked to. They'll see pictures of their events, the recaps of what happened at those, and then any care that they did take part in for their resident and staff.
Okay. And Kurt, we were talking prior to the show, you had mentioned that at some of your properties, you take advantage of Apartment Life and the teams. And I know, Kathy, you had said that you do a lot of these things with your staff. So let's talk a little bit about that and what your experiences have been.
Yeah, we're big proponents of the CARES team and Apartment Life and use it on quite a few number of properties. And we do track renewal ratios and percentages just like everybody does. And Aaron's company does the same. And we've seen through our own internal tracking that that sense of community is at the top of the list. And properties where we have CARES teams and we have an effective system and we're doing all the things that Aaron just touched on, we tend to have a little bit higher renewal ratio than we do at properties that don't. So can't say enough about that sense of community. As we all know, we're in probably the most diverse city in the country or the planet for that matter. And with so many people moving to this city and the job creation and the new properties, it does become a challenge to feel a sense of community. And they do a great job at that on our properties. And I look at them as an extension of our staff. They live there, they're residents, but they really have 24-hour contact with the residents if necessary.
Okay. And Kathy, your experience with what you've done?
I mean, I would definitely mirror what Kurt said. It's important for us also to build the relationships and then, build that sense of community. So I definitely mirror what Kurt said. We do that through our on-site teams and the marketing department. We're very focused on the resident retention, the reputation management for each one of our resident events. And daily, we want to hear from our residents. We want to know, what can we do better? What can we do differently? Are we doing a good job? Have we serviced you? And if our offices, when our residents are coming home, typically our offices are closing 5:30, 6 in the evening. And I encourage my teams, if you see someone walking up to the office to pick up a package, don't close the door. Open the door, see if you can help them. And we want to make sure that we service our residents and we're there and we're attentive to their needs. That will promote resident retention.
Yeah, and I think when we were talking earlier, we discussed the fact, the old saying, a bird in the hand is worth mm-hmm. two in the bush. So having that existing resident there and getting them to renew is really kind of the name of the game. Kurt, would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And just like I mentioned earlier, I mean, the cost of marketing that unit for lease, the cost of turning that unit, maintenance, all that goes into that gets a lot higher than renewing a resident that stays in the unit, and it saves you on the expense side. And that is the goal, 100%.
And I guess also, some of the things you were talking about, creating community with the staff and so forth, you have to get the buy-in of your on-site staff. I know both you, Kurt, and Kathy are managing multiple properties in a portfolio, so you're not on-site all the time. But getting them to mirror what your desires are and the way you want them to treat the client can, I guess, be a secret as well as a challenge. And we want to get into that a little bit in our second segment. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be back after these breaks. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
We're back, and you're listening to Multifamily Matters. We are discussing the importance of resident retention at multifamily properties, and joining me in the studio is Kurt Seidel with the Lincoln Property Company, Kathy Maxey with Carya Management, and Aaron Hardy with Apartment Life. Before we went to the break, we were discussing getting your on-site staffs, since you guys manage larger portfolios, getting your on-site staff to kind of follow your lead as far as the way you would want them to do to deal with residents. And we discussed that's a major part of creating that good relationship with a resident. Tell us about the challenges with that as well as what the benefits are. Kathy?
It is a challenge for us at times. We want to make sure that we're open and available and that we're easy to approach. We want to make sure that we're there for our residents when they need us and that you can connect with us. So we are a proponent of social media platforms. The property reputation management is really important to us. It's our job to give you a good product. While this is your home, it's our investment. So we want to make sure that each and every day your home is clean, you can reach us, and that we are attentive and that we're responsive. And when someone picks the phone up to call us or a text message or an email, they're expecting an immediate response, and it's our job to respond as quickly as possible. We want you to know that you're important to us. You may be an existing resident or you're our future resident. You may be a future resident today, tomorrow, next year, but we've got to set that first impression. That really is where resident retention starts. It starts at that very first contact that we've made with you.
Right. Kurt, you've seen?
Yeah, I would totally agree with what Kathy said. After that first initial contact, I would even go a step further and say renewal is even more contingent upon that customer service and that experience you've had at the property. One other thing that I like to do, and it's hard to do it globally because it wouldn't work on a lease-up property, but on a stabilized property, you know, incentivize the staff maybe more for a lease renewal than a new lease. I like that a lot, and it doesn't always line up with the property goals or our client's goals, but I think that it just goes to what we were speaking about earlier. It's really a better business decision to renew someone than to go and find a new resident to come in. And I think the staff should be awarded for doing that.
Right, right. And Kathy, you mentioned social media, and you gave me a statistic that you had heard about how many people somebody knows or influences. What was that stat?
So, I mean, I've heard that each person knows an average of 432 people. So if I know 432 people and you know 432 people, Paul and Kurt and Aaron, and just imagine the audience that we can connect to. And we want to make sure that that experience is positive, because typically when someone's unhappy, they're putting it out on social media that they're not happy. It's our job to solicit the positive reviews. And here's the thing, if I know 432 people, I'm going to tell 432 people what my experience was, and I'm going to tell my neighbor. And it's really important to me that my on-site teams do the same thing.
Right.
And that they know that each person they touch is their next customer.
And Kurt, I would say that social media has changed the ballgame a lot in these types of situations. It's so much easier now, if you knew 432 people, to get to them and more just by, you know, punching a button on your smartphone, whether you're satisfied or dissatisfied with something. And what do you guys do at Lincoln as far as managing that or working within those parameters?
Well, it is a huge part of our industry, and just kind of the timeline of the overall sophistication of our industry. And we're catching up with whether it's car dealerships or the Best Buy retailers of the world. It's huge. And we do put everything we can out there to solicit a good feedback that's going to go on some type of reputation management or some kind of social media, because people are checking and people are looking at our apartments and going online and seeing what other people are saying about that. Residents that live there, good experiences and bad sometimes. So one thing we like to do at community events or whether it's at the pool or just in our leasing office or clubhouse or lobby is, you know, a small sign that may even say, hey, rate us on Yelp. Mm-hmm. Or if you had a good experience today, or if you had any experience today, we encourage you to sign on and let us know about it. And we spend a lot of time in training with our staff on how to respond to good, medium, and bad sometimes, unfortunately.
Right.
And that's just the world we live in today. And the amount of social media platforms and followers, which I cannot speak to, but it is beyond immense at this point.
Right. And Aaron, I would think that a lot of what Apartment Life and the CARES team does would kind of fall under the category of reputation management. And I don't know that you get involved necessarily in a lot of the social media, but you're certainly on the ground, with boots on the ground, working on helping the property to have a good reputation amongst its community.
Yeah, we actually do. I mean, naturally, a CARES team has the platform to really help enhance your online reputation. And we've trained our teams. That's something we've really focused on the last year and a half, to train them to do that, because it is so important to the industry. You know, Bloomberg Business Week, you know, says that 84% of consumers trust online reviews than just a year ago. And if that's the case, then that is really important to every property to have positive online reviews. So when we're talking about social media, those online reviews are super key for, you know, marketing and gaining new residents, but also keeping them, in the sense of, like, if a CARES team is talking to a resident on a visit, that platform is there naturally to say, hey, you know, if you scored this, you know, your overall living experience a 5, because this is something we do ask the residents at every visit, like, how was your move-in experience when we welcome them? We ask them to rate that on a scale of 1 to 5. If it's not a 5, we'll ask them, well, what would make it better? And they'll tell us, you know, whatever reasons. I mean, and sometimes people are like, oh, well, I had to move. And, you know, well, we get that. But when, at least we can gauge, like, what is it from the staff's standpoint can they do to really enhance that move-in experience? And then if we are talking about renewals, having the opportunity in the platform to say, hey, you know, what have you really loved about living here this last year? And hearing from them on that helps us say, okay, if someone's really satisfied, we are helping control the positive online reputation, because we can say, hey, even as a personal favor to the CARES team, my husband and I were a CARES team for 4 years, and that was part of our job, was to say, hey, if we hear really great things, to ask people specifically to do an online review. And it was that easy because we had a personal relationship with them, and we're not the staff on site asking them necessarily. We would just say, hey, would you do us a favor? We really love living here. Would you mind putting that on Yelp or on you know, apartmentratings.com, just to say that, you know, hey, you had this experience here? Because so many people do have that, but they don't go out there and say it. And they'll do it for your CARES team as a personal favor, because we've developed a relationship with them. And they also are like, we want to make sure that, you know, we keep CARES and we have it here and it's valuable. And so they'll do that for you. And we've seen statistically that increased online reputation ratings by 18%. That's a tremendous increase in just 6 months. That was in a pilot of 20 programs across the nation. But that's a great increase, and then being able to help have that platform, but provide that to the staff on site, and ultimately drive that bottom line for renewals. I mean, that's the key.
And Paul, we use that as a learning opportunity for us. If we're not doing a good job, we want to know. And again, like you said, we ask our residents, and we do, as Kurt said, we promote the Google reviews and the Facebook reviews, and we keep those QR codes. We keep easy access. We want our residents to tell us. A lot of times, they don't tell us. Sometimes they're uncomfortable with coming into the office and saying something, and it's easier to sit behind a computer and just say what they think. And that's okay. We want to hear from you because we want to do better.
And what type of apparatus do you put in place to monitor that so that you can address it, as far as do you leave that up or train your staff on site to check the reviews, or do you have someone centrally within the company who does that? How do you normally handle that?
We do it. It's trifold. I receive notifications. If there's once a review is posted, I receive it instant. We also have a marketing team that also manages the reviews, and then our on-site team, they also receive the notification. So it's trifold. And when something comes through, it is, whether good, bad, it comes through as a general email. And we respond quickly. We want to know. And if it's a great review, we'll say thank you. And if it's not, we'll say, what can we do better?
Right.
So we do monitor that 24 hours a day.
I would say we do the same. We have a regional marketing director that uses a number of programs and platforms and companies to help do that. One of them being Chat Meter, that I think that's short for all the chatter on the internet, and it combines it all and sends it to us in one thing, so we can see what is being said about our properties on a daily basis. And that has proven it as a good system for us, but we need everybody involved. It cannot be one person. I need to be involved, and the site staff needs to be involved, and we need to be reading and commenting. And part of it is, how fast can you respond?
Right.
You know, a late response is sometimes just the same as not responding at all. So
right. That's true.
Well, we're going to be taking a break in just a second, but I want to let everyone know that there are other ways to listen to Multifamily Matters. You can listen to it, obviously, on the air every Friday at 10 a.m. on Business KTEK, 1110 a.m. You can listen to it on the Business KTEK website at 10 a.m. on Fridays. You can also listen to it from the iHeart Radio app or at the Business 1110 KTEK app. Or you can go to the Multifamily Matters website and listen to any of the archive radios. That's at www.multifamilyradio.com. And we also would love for you to go to the website, give us some suggestions for show topics and show guests so that we can certainly take advantage of your ideas and your input. We'll be right back after this break. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220. Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Well, we're back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing the importance of resident retention at multifamily properties with our power panel of experts, Kurt Seidel with the Lincoln Property Company, Kathy Maxey with Kyra Property Management, and Aaron Hardy with the Apartment Life Cares team group. I want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors who make Multifamily Matters possible. EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S. WaterLogic, the smarter way to water, providing professional irrigation water management. And Ted W. Allen & Associates, specializing in multifamily habitational insurance since 1967. So guys, we decided we wanted to talk a little bit about amenities and how that plays a part in resident retention. Kurt, in the first segment, I think you mentioned wine refrigerators and high-rise properties, and I occasionally get to take a tour of some of the newly built properties, and they seem to have all these kind of amenities that never were in apartments when I was living in apartments. What are some of the things that that you're seeing now and that you're trying to use to make your residents happy and want to renew?
Well, I think it's a competition to see who can come up with the latest and greatest on amenities, and it's such a marketing part of the business. But some of the things we've been talking about is just community, and it's really how is your property laid out, and can residents today that have the ability to work from home and work different hours, can they congregate? Can they meet all over your property? I mean, is that convenient? Do they have Wi-Fi? Can they get access to video? Can they conduct meetings in a conference room? I think that is part of the lifestyle of a lot of our residents that live in our communities today. So we're very cognizant of, are we providing that? Some of what I'll call the bells and whistles are the wine lockers, wine refrigerators, golf simulators. All the high-rises have concierge services, valet parking for that demographic that expects that kind of service and wants, you know, really 24-hour service, whether that's assisting with my groceries, walking my dog, you know, you name it. making restaurant reservations. But it really all boils back down to the sense of the community. And you know, I view Aaron's company as an amenity on our properties. Mm-hmm. And they are providing a sense of community. And that becomes really important at renewal time.
Kathy, how about on some of your properties?
Well, as Caria continues to purchase properties, we definitely reach out to the resident base that's currently there and ask them, what are they looking for? What do they want as in amenities? For us, at times, it may be just replacing some of the fitness equipment, some more state-of-the-art equipment. We definitely make sure that our coffee bars and snack bars and drink areas, social gathering areas, are clean and stocked. That's something we look at, that back to the basics. And I know the wine refrigerators are exciting, and that's a little bit different than what we have, but that's okay. I mean, right. Our resident base, they want to know that we're accessible. They want to know that they can reach us, and, you know, we provide a dog park or a walking area. We want to make sure that our properties are, you know, well lit, and that when you come home at night, you have a place to park. So we'll provide, you know, reserved parking or a garage close to your apartment home. So those are things that we look at, and it's just a little bit different than the high rise.
Sure.
High rise feel.
And I was going to say, I read a study recently where they were talking about some of the amenities that people are really looking for now would be the dog mm-hmm. walks or the dog parks, the bike racks to be able to, I guess, lock your bike up. Also, someone mentioned that they're putting into their units now when they're going in and sprucing them up, they're putting in USB ports to charge phones in the kitchens and the bedrooms and places like that. So what kind of things have you seen with that, Kurt?
Well, USB ports are very popular, and we are doing those really on all our properties, everywhere we can. You're right. People expect, you know, somewhat of walkability, and that might not be to restaurants or businesses at every property, but maybe it is a dog park or a walking trail, or, you know, what do I do when I'm not at work and not at home? Where do I spend my time? And if we can encompass that into that specific property, we view that as a success. So we are highlighting all the things that make it great to live at that specific address. So I think things that have gone out a little bit is, like, you know, we're not doing hot tubs anymore or dry saunas or tanning beds. You know, those things I think have gone, and we're trying to find out what's new. And some of that is, you know, can you get the fastest internet or the most channels? Or that technology part is, I think, vital in the future of apartments and lease renewals.
Kind of give you an idea about how things have changed in the industry. I can remember, of course, this dates me a little bit, but I can remember when there were a lot of properties in town that had nightclubs as part of the property. And I never could understand how they could get by with that from insurance standpoint, but they actually had nightclubs in there. So you're right, as we change as a society with all the different changes we're seeing with today with social media and the millennials and what they want, you have to change in the industry to be able to meet those demands. Aaron, tell me a little bit about, from the standpoint of some of the things that you guys do to create that amenity for the client, your client, which would be the apartment property.
Sure. Well, one thing I think is really important is what Kurt said earlier, is that, you know, they look at CARES as an amenity. So just like you would use a wine locker or your special equipment in your gym, these things, these pools, these nice areas, massage beds, things like that. I mean, CARES is an amenity just like that. And while your leasing team is, you know, touring prospective residents, CARES, if you have a CARES team, should definitely be one of the things on your tour that you talk about and demonstrate to them what that is and what that looks like. And it's very simple. CARES teams have marketing material with their actual picture on it. So the CARES team on that property actually has their picture on what we call a rat card. And that's a card that can be anywhere placed in your property that your leasing staff can walk by and say, and oh, one of our amenities that we are really, really proud of and love is our CARES team. And you can talk about who your CARES team is, because your staff will know them and have a personal relationship with them. And they can be excited about them and say, you know, explain to residents how they throw these three events a month and they're consistent and they look like these things. Because each property, too, you know, Kathy was, you know, saying a minute ago, well, maybe they don't have wine lockers or whatever, but every property has a personality. So the CARES team will really seek out what that is for that personality of those people and really strive to meet those needs as far as events and stuff. So, yeah, maybe you have a really pet-friendly property. I know my husband and I were a CARES team. We lived on a property that was very pet-friendly. I have two cats, but I would throw pet yappy hours, and they would be the highest turnout of resident attendance would be at those. And we did great things with them. I mean, we train our teams to use vendors and things like that. So this is an amenity that just keeps giving and showing ways to do it in a tangible way that is hard to just say, okay, well, here's our gym. But well, maybe people don't really work out that much. You know, but they would be interested in bringing their dog to a yappy hour that's in the evening where there's, you know, a beer tasting associated with it. You know, just using the community around you. CARE teams are trained to find vendors, find things that can partner well with your events and using the budget that you have to do it, but to elevate it, to make it a really great experience and a great product. And so being an amenity is super important, and the CARE team is that amenity that can provide certain aspects that are hard also for the staff. Because they can be friendly and they can have an actual personal relationship. Not that on-site staff can't, but as a CARES team, one of the CARES that I did and my husband and I did, and it was a goal for us, was to have someone in our home, in our apartment that we're living in, over for dinner. I'm cooking anyways, and I love to cook, and why not bring people over? And that was a time to really, you know, care for people and spend that time. But that's an amenity that the on-site staff can't do in most places. They can't invite, you know, neighbors, even if they live on site, over to their apartment to hang out and get to know one another and have like a friendship and a relationship in that way. So it's an amenity that crosses barriers that a lot of times it's very hard for the staff to do, but we are that human amenity that is really important. And we talked about earlier is the connectiveness that we need to cultivate to ultimately have people stay where they are and want to stay. Because why would you want to leave if you have a CARES team there who will pet sit your cat or your dog when you go away on a business trip for 2 days? I was like a professional cat sitter, you know, when I was a CARES team. But that's easy for me because I live there. It's no problem for me to be home from work and to do those things in the evening. But those are the ways those amenities just keep giving when you look at CARES as an amenity, for example.
Go ahead, Kathy.
I was just saying, we want to make it easy to live there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't want you to have to leave and go out. We want you to be able to come to the office. We want you to be able to pay your rent online at your convenience, not trying to make it to our offices when our offices are open. The technology that we're in, Kurt, and you can say this too, is everything is social media driven and everything is convenience driven and everything is right now, right now. So for our residents to be able to come into our office and maybe use the iPad, use the business center, use the cardio centers, go to the pet park, and our residents are amenities and your neighbor. Mm-hmm. That mirrors Aaron, the CARES team, and being able to know your neighbors. We want to make it easy to live in our communities, mm-hmm. and we want you to stay, and we want to make sure that we're doing a good job doing that.
Right. Aaron, you mentioned the Yappy Hour, which I think is a very cute name. What are some of the other types of events that you found to be successful?
Well, that also depends on your property. It depends mm-hmm. on your clientele, and those can range from many different things. There are certain things that go well on any property. I mean, let's say that you do have a consistent brunch each month. Some people really like the consistency of saying the first Saturday of every month, we really want to have a brunch, but that's where people get consistent. But then being really creative about the other things that are going on, you know, it depends on the property, like I said, but you could have wine tastings. You can do your wine down Wednesdays. Some properties really have a lot of family. So you want to, you know, cultivate family type things that are done well. Those can look like movie nights by the pool. CARES teams have access to a lot of things like outside movie systems where they can project a movie on a huge blow up screen. You can do that, you know, in different areas or by the pool, like I said. It's really just thinking through what your clientele is and what they're really interested in. Because there are properties too, like in downtown, that they love to go offsite and they will create an event offsite, which is hard for a lot of communities. There's a lot of communities who will, no one will show up to an event offsite, but that just happens to be the personality of that one. So really figuring out who the clientele is there, what they actually enjoy, and then really working hard to cultivate that based on their needs and interest is key.
Okay.
Paul, I think we should bring back the nightclubs that you mentioned earlier. I think that's a really good idea. Everything comes back around.
Yeah,
that was quite some time ago, wasn't it?
It was quite some time ago. Like I said, it kind of dates me and shows my age.
It's lifestyle living.
It is. It is. All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back with our final segment. You are listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen and Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Well, we are back with our final segment of Multifamily Matters, and we are discussing the importance of resident retention at multifamily properties. And Kathy, during the break, we were talking about what do you actually do to keep a client when they come up for renewal. What things do you do on property?
We definitely start with the soft calls 90 days out. We want to make sure that, is there any pending maintenance items in their apartment home? We want to address those before they start looking and well before the lease expires. And we are pushing out rental increases. That's something that our market is able to do that. We're pushed to do that. Our day-to-day property expenses are increasing. So a rental increase is not comfortable for our tenant base, but certainly that's something we need to do. And if someone comes in to give a notice, we want to ask them, you know, why? Why are you moving? What can we do to keep you? We certainly want to keep our resident base. It does cost us quite a bit to turn that apartment home. So we want to make sure that we address that, like I said, the 90-day out. And then if they do give notice, we want to find out why. And we also want to add value back to their apartment home. So in the event a resident, maybe they've lived there for 5 or 7 years and their appliances are old, or they just want a new appliance package, that's something we'll do. Appliance packages, flooring, updated lighting. And we want to keep them, and adding value back to their home and making their home new again will also add value back to our asset.
Right.
So it's twofold. And we want to service our residents. Work orders are completed within 24 hours, sometimes sooner if we can get to it that day.
Okay. Kurt?
Again, mirroring what Kathy's doing, we want to know why someone is moving out, why they want to, and we want an opportunity to change their mind. And, you know, all this kind of goes back to creating value, because we are all in business to make a profit. Hopefully we've created that value from the time they leased, moved in, and now it's time for renewal. And I think one thing she also mentioned off air was this all boils down to people, our staff. And that is probably the most important thing to institute all the things we've been talking about. And we take pride and attention to training staff, and our reputation is everything. And that starts with our people.
Okay. And Aaron, I know your teams are trained to assist with the process of making sure someone is going to renew, or if they're not, finding out why.
Exactly. Yeah. The renewal visit that the CARES teams do is that for that very reason, is to have that information provided ahead of time of how they're feeling, where they're kind of, we're gauging, you know, are they planning on renewing? But asking them, what would make your score better if you've given it a low score, but, you know, finding out, you know, are you planning on making this place a home again for another year? and being excited about it if they are. And if they're not, finding out, well, you know, what would make you want to stay with us as neighbors? And in the process of that, that's really important because our care teams do report that, and you can know, the on-site staff can know ahead of time how to overcome that objection when that resident actually comes in to talk about their 60-day notice or whatever it is that they need to be doing. And that's key, is having the information ahead of time and knowing ahead of time, like, okay, they're just unhappy about the fact that, you know, Valley Trash has changed. Something has changed, and then they just need to be heard on it. Because sometimes it's just all, like, a lot of times just being heard and just saying, hey, we hear you, and these are the great things that we are doing to provide a wonderful experience here to help redirect them in their thought process.
All right. And, you know, before we wrap up today, I wanted to just make one comment that I feel fortunate to have two CPMs in the studio with us today, which is a certified property manager through designation through the Institute of Real Estate Management. And not only that, but Kurt, you were a past president of the San Antonio Apartment Association, and Kathy, you're a past president of the Houston chapter of IREM. So very quickly, let our listeners know about the CPM designation and all the great things that you can do, not only through NAA to get designations, but also through IREM.
Yeah, the National Apartment Association, Texas Apartment Association, and Houston Apartment Association, as well as IREM, are the leading kind of proponents of our industry, and they provide not only legislative information but a huge amount of education for our industry, which is, we've talked about, is just becoming more and more sophisticated, and it's great no matter what level you're at to become involved, and you can grow your career with their help. Absolutely.
Okay. We only got a few minutes left. I want everybody to be able to say a little bit about their companies, and if someone wants to get in touch with them, how do they do that? Would you like to start, Kurt?
Sure. You can go to lincolnproperty.com and read all the great things. Lincoln has been in business for over 50 years. We are currently, I think, the second largest provider and manager of apartments in the United States. Currently in Houston, we are primarily managing third-party assets, and we're available 24/7.
Okay, great. Kathy?
I'd like to say that Caria Property Management, we're aggressively purchasing properties, so we own and manage our communities on site, and we are growing at an aggressive pace, and you can reach us at cariapropertymanagement.com, and again, like Kurt said, you can reach us 24 hours a day through social media, online, and I'd like to say the CPM for me, Paul, is it's opened opportunities for me. There's value, that continued education, and the Institute of Real Estate Management is commercial, office, retail, and multifamily.
Yeah.
It all plays an important role.
That's great. So, now, Aaron, tell us a little bit about how someone can get in touch with you if they're interested in having a CARES team or finding out more about getting a CARES team at their property. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. You can reach out directly to me. Mm-hmm. You can reach me at my email address is aaronhardy@apartmentlife.org. And I would just say, for people who may be interested or want more information, I would love to chat through, you know, how we can help partner with you to really drive your bottom line. And we've talked about retention and what's important with that. And it's either your staff is doing it, or you can bring someone like us, the CARES program, in to do it with you. But the gift of that is, from us, is that we're doing it all day, every day. And that's super important business-wise. It makes sense to impact in renewals and drive that bottom line. But again, we've talked about this, how important it is, the right thing to do. We get to impact humans and touch them every day. And I know management companies want to do that, but sometimes it's hard, and CARES can be your solution for that.
Yeah. And final thought, Kurt, I would imagine, since you use Aaron's company, it's obviously financially makes sense. It's affordable and something that you might recommend to somebody.
Absolutely. It's a good business model, and it does so much more than that. Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you for tuning in today to our topic, the importance of resident retention at multifamily properties. I want to thank our guests, Kurt Seidel with Lincoln Property Company, Kathy Maxey with Caira Property Management, and Aaron Hardy with Apartment Life. You can listen to us each and every Friday right here on Business 1110 KTEK. We'll be back next Friday with another power panel and great topic. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220. For a free analysis of your property, that's eConserve at 713-662-3220.
Your property and liability insurance is one of your highest expenses. Put Ted W. Allen and Associates' 50-plus years of experience in multifamily insurance to work for you. If you have multiple properties on separate policies, you may qualify for a master policy, which can eliminate the need for multiple insurance renewals and provide you significantly lower premiums. Call Ted W. Allen & Associates at 281-378-7500. That's 281-378-7500. Or online at tedwallen.com.
Looking for cost savings and curb appeal? Call WaterLogic, the nation's specialist in multifamily property water management. Using interactive, smart water technology, WaterLogic's professionals can help you save up to 40% on irrigation water annually, potentially adding tens of thousands of dollars back into your budget. Call WaterLogic at 713-983-9555 for a no-cost irrigation usage analysis. Your property will look great, and you'll be a hometown hero.